Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Helicopters were used again today to rescue people trapped by flames as wildfires continue to burn in California's Sierra National Forest. Fires chewing through bone-dry terrain there after a Labor Day weekend that set new heat records. The latest rescues come after more than 200 people had to be airlifted out of fire zones over the weekend. California has seen a record 2 million acres scorched already this year, and the worst of the wildfire season is yet to come. California Governor Gavin Newsom says he believes global warming and storms are playing a major role.
When you add to the lightning strikes, the fact you have 150 plus million dead trees related to a 5+ year historic drought in the state of California, yes, I conclude climate change profoundly has impacted the reality that we're currently experiencing.
The U.S. Forest Service says 14 firefighters and bulldozer operators were hurt today while battling a wildfire in central California. Georgia's Secretary of State says his office is investigating about 1,000 people suspected of voting twice in that state's June primary. Those votes would not have changed the outcome of any races, but as Emil Moffitt of member station WABE reports, record-setting demand for absentee ballots this spring led to delays and confusion.
According to Georgia officials, 150,000 voters who cast ballots by mail still showed up at the polls for the primary. About 1,000 were allegedly allowed to vote again. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says regardless of whether people intended to vote twice, they still broke the law. But Jonathan Diaz with the nonprofit Campaign Legal Center says the announcement undermines voter confidence.
You know, it's alarming that election officials, you know, make these big proclamations about the commencement of an investigation with no real evidence and no results, no conclusions.
Under Georgia law, people who vote twice face up to 10 years in prison and a $100,000 fine. For NPR News, I'm Emil Moffitt in Atlanta.
The police chief of Rochester, New York, has resigned less than a week after a body camera video was released showing the police restraining a black man who later died. As James Brown of member station WXXI reports, police chief LaRon Singletary remains defiant.
Singletary has been under fire since the video of Daniel Prude's arrest became public. Police found Prude nude in 30-degree weather, restrained him in the middle of the street, and put a bag known as a spit shield over his head. He lost consciousness and died a week later. In his resignation letter, Singletary wrote that he would not, quote, sit idly by while outside entities attempt to destroy my character. He also said that his actions surrounding Prude's death were wrongfully miscategorized and politicized. Activists in Rochester have alleged a cover-up. The city's mayor, Lovely Warren, says it'll be difficult to replace Singletary. For NPR News, I'm James Brown in Rochester.
You're listening to NPR. South Africa's High Court has stopped an opposition party from intimidating and threatening staff and customers at the drugstore chain Clicks. This comes during a planned 5-day shutdown of the drugstore after an ad compared black hair unfavorably to white hair. Mishva Mdukwa reports from Harare that Clicks has pulled the ad and apologized.
The Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF, prevented hundreds of Clicks stores from opening this week after the online ad described natural black hair as dry and damaged and white hair as fine and flat. Floyd Shivambu, deputy leader of the EFF, says they will continue their action since the court did not stop peaceful protest even inside the drug stores.
We've got the constitutional right to protest anywhere we want to protest in South Africa.
Though protests were mostly peaceful, some stores were vandalized and torched. Shivambu blamed agent provocateurs for the violence. South Africans of all races have condemned the ad as racist. For NPR News, I am Ishma Fundikwa in Harare.
The UK is indicating it might be prepared to break an international agreement as post-Brexit trade talks with the European Union resume. Two sides have found themselves increasingly at odds, with the UK calling on the bloc to show more realism, and the 27-member EU noting it is, quote, a world power. The talks resumed amid an air of pessimism over concerns the British government might be willing to violate international law by going back on commitments that were made before Britain left the EU. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.